Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer extraordinaire Todd Loya.
What's up? And I'm looking at our chat, Sean. I'm sorry if you've been here since 5 a.m. because there was a screw-up when we posted it. I put 5 a.m. instead of 5 p.m., so even then, we're still an hour early because we moved it up to 4 because literally just got back from the theater, so...
Sean McManus is ride or die, but remember, he's in Ireland, so
that probably was probably a convenient time for him for once.
I was gonna say it's a lot of vampires in the flesh wound community, though. Like, people are up at all sorts of weird hours.
So if you've been waiting for like 11 hours for this, I'm sorry.
he really wants to hear our thoughts on The Conjuring.
You know what? Honestly, though, if we would have watched it on HBO Max, we could have done it at 4 a.m. here. I mean, you know what I mean? Which would have been like 7 a.m. for you. I mean, technically, that isn't, you know, hard to believe. We could have done it. But yeah, we wanted to see it on a big screen. I did IMAX. Dan,
plain screen for me. I didn't do the royal treatment for this one.
You got to take advantage of that AMC and get the good screens. But okay, before we get into, you know, Dan, did you introduce yourself? I don't know. I just started talking.
I did. Okay. Daniel Shine, Todd Loya.
All right. Well, the names are like right there. So, all right. Yeah. But okay, before we like jump into The Conjuring, just real quick. Damn it, I didn't Sharpie it out. Today I got a package. Well, you can't see it anyway. From director Thomas Nickel. And if I'm saying your name wrong, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my best. And he's made a movie and he sent us something.
Nice.
All right, let's I'm gonna open it right now. It's fragile. It's funny because I got the box today. I'm like, what? Who sent me something? I was like, I don't know. And it wasn't like, you know, DVD shaped. So I was like confused for a minute what it could be.
You never know with Amazon. They'll stuff those DVDs in anything.
Don't make me pull up my Django with the Bitcoin. All right, here we go. Let's see. Oh. Do we want to? Okay, well, maybe I should read that. But, okay, it's for the film Tabitha's Traveling Carnival of Terrors. And I think I mentioned, I know it's got Sid Haig and, you know, I'll read that in a minute. But, oh, we got a nice mug with the logo on it.
Oh, something, very cool.
Something to drink out of during the show. It won't be coffee in it, but... There's other adult beverages and things of the like. All right. Well, should I just, geez, how was it? That's pretty. Well, shoot. I don't know if I should read this all right now. Or you want to save this to the end? Let's do the review and then,
We'll do the review and then it's a little
longer. I mean, I probably should have opened it ahead of time and reread read the letter. I wasn't expecting that. So that's cool.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end. You had mentioned Amazon. I don't know if I told you yet, but my weird Wisconsin set, same thing.
Mine was the same, but that one was fine, though. It's just my Django has that annoying bent corner, which, like, I'm... Yeah, let's not get in that rant. Okay.
I feel like Amazon now, they're just like that episode of South Park with the cable company where they're just like tweaking their nipples when you complain anyways. So maybe it's better just to ignore it. Just ignore it. Don't give them the pleasure of showing them your pain. But anyways, let's get right into the movie tonight, which of course is The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, from director Michael Chavez, and in this film, excuse me, I got a bit of a throat thing. A chilling story of terror, murder, and unknown evil that shocked even experienced real-life paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. one of the most sensational cases from their files. It starts with a fight for the soul of a young boy, then takes them beyond anything they'd ever seen before, to mark the first time in U.S. history that a murder suspect would claim demonic possession as a defense. All right, so a highly anticipated film. We've talked about it a little bit in the past. The Conjuring films are definitely the strongest in the overall universe, although Annabelle 2 is surprisingly good.
It's no Annabelle Comes Home.
I don't get why you like that. Well, I know you said it's like a Scooby-Doo episode, yeah, but Scooby-Doo, it's not a fun.
Oh my God, it's so fucking fun. You're nuts.
I'll watch it again. I might need to.
You know, it may not. It is different from the series, so I get why people don't like it. I just had a great time with it. Saw it twice in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you, I know you rewatched the first two Conjurings. Did you do a whole marathon before?
I did not. I didn't do the side stories since the AMC had the first two playing in theaters this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? I've never seen those two theatrically. I only saw them on home video. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see him. I did. And I don't know. We'll find out if that was a good thing or a bad thing. But I really do enjoy those movies a lot more. And as I said numerous times, I'm not like, I don't believe in like ghosts and shit, but I really do like those movies. I like ghost stories. I think that's why I approach them as stories.
And yet you're very close friends with, would you call her a medium? I don't know how she classifies.
I don't know. She sees stuff. I don't know. So we'll just leave it at that.
Doesn't sound.
And I have another friend that is a paranormal investigator.
Interesting. So. Do they know you're the skeptic?
Yeah. Although here's the one thing though, because I won't say her name, but she sees things. I was like, and it's like she can tell when they're like. I was like, do I have any at my house? She's like, no. I was like, okay, I don't care. Even if I don't believe you, it made me feel better.
Why would it affect you at all, though, if you don't believe in it?
Well, I just don't like to be watched when I'm. Never mind.
Sure, you got some victims running around there, but yeah, no, it's interesting. Now, I will say. Getting into the film, since this is actually, you know, based on a real case, we should point out.
Real case.
Oh, well, the case is real.
The murder part's real. Around that. Okay.
Yeah, it's based on a 1981 case, Arnie Cheyenne Johnson, who stabbed his landlord, Alan Bono. I believe they changed the name in this movie, if I caught it, of the victim.
And real quick before you, there is, and I'll throw it in the comments when we're done. Mm-hmm. The Demon Murder Case, a 1983 television movie with Kevin Bacon, same story, streaming on YouTube. So if you want to check that out, I'll throw that in the comments.
Yes. Yes. It was, this one was a very famous case, and there are bits, obviously Ed and Lorraine Warren are full of shit, in my opinion.
Wow. I'm shocked you actually agreed for once.
Oh, no, I absolutely, I'm open to the possibility, but I, when it's bullshit, I call bullshit. Actually, it was the book is In a Dark Place, and that's what Haunting in Connecticut was based on, that case. And Ray Garten, the author, it talks about this because, you know, he met and basically conceived of this book with Ed and Lorraine Warren and said it was fiction. In fact, they actually said, according to Garten, said that they told him and made fun of different people and said they were crazy. So they were carnies.
Oh, I don't believe that. But here, the funny thing about that book, since you brought it up, which is it's always been presented as fact, 100% fact. This is real. This really happened. True story.
Oh, yeah.
Until the movie started coming out, and he's like, oh, no, this is bullshit. You got to pay me. These are my stories. So, and here we go. We got someone who agrees. Okay. They are full of shit. The Warrens are full of shit. The real fifth Beatle. I didn't know Jason was the real fifth Beatle, but.
Of course he is. I have a really bad murder joke I'm not going to make, but They're interesting. I mean, because a lot of this is, I mean, Lorraine Warren did in fact work with police on cases. That's not made up. So they accepted it to a certain degree. I know in this particular story, the real killer had no memory, supposedly, of the actual killing. And there's a few little things, if memory serves, that they change. But a lot of this, again, not the villain and everything, but, you know, there are things in this that felt more based on fact than I was expecting. But anyways, let me get into the movie itself. So the first two Conjurings, I thought were pretty good mainstream ghost flicks. I thought the second one had a lot of atmosphere and some pretty solid scares. My issue with this one, it's one of those religious horror films that makes me wish I was just watching The Exorcist. I thought it was a little too pretty with the effects, and it didn't have that same mood for me that the other two films had.
Did you like The Exorcist homage?
Oh yeah. Well, give it a shout out.
I did. And the Nightmare on Elm Street 4 went too, but
yeah, that was fine. And the acting, great as always. I've always liked Vera Farmiga. I've always liked Patrick Wilson. Everybody kind of does their job. Was this one scary though to you? Because it wasn't for me.
You know what? I don't know. Like I said, I don't really get scared like watching stuff like this. But I do feel like the tension was stronger in the previous two than it was in this one. I don't know. I'm trying not to jump ahead, but you were still going. Did you like it? I mean, you kind of were leading up to something. And
I didn't hate it. This one I don't think is particularly strong. Vera and Patrick have great chemistry, and you know, I like their characters probably definitely more so than the real Lorraine Warren.
And that's the problem with it. Like, because I really like, you already mentioned Vera. I really like her in general, no matter what she's in.
Yeah.
So it's like, am I giving this a pass? And I'll say this again, and I'm not joking around on this one. I would have rather watched Annabelle Comes Home.
Well, that one is kind of a lighthearted romp. I didn't like it as much, but I'll revisit it. Maybe I'll see that one with different eyes.
I definitely liked it better than the first Annabelle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's better than the first Annabelle.
I'm not going to argue with you that The Devil Made Me Do It is a pretty bad title. And then it kind of was like, well, why didn't you call The Conjuring 2 something else? Just give me Conjuring 3 and be done with it. they did say this is the last one. Well, the last one.
I had heard that there was initially an end credit scene that they pulled, which is interesting. You know, I kind of wonder what that's all about. If they just thought, well, maybe we only have so much juice left.
They've never done an end credit scene before, or at least on the three main features.
Oh, I believe not on
the Conjuring films, maybe the side stories.
Okay.
But watched, you know me, I'm open to
you rewatched it. Yeah. I can't remember what happened when, but yeah, I thought that was interesting. Cause I mean, you could do more. I mean, this wasn't like a final chapter kind of deal. Not that that means anything as we know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just, with this one, I wasn't like bored or like, oh my God, this sucks. It just, it was very by the numbers, and it never got under my skin. The villain in this one, I guess, is creepy enough, but they didn't really do anything. Oh,
hold on. If we're going to talk about that, it's time. The time has come. They are so prejudiced against Satanists. This is unfair in 2021. So we can't let that go.
So I thought The Conjuring certainly has the religious angle, which, you know,
this one was way too far up.
Yeah. I was thinking it might piss you off.
And the whole time I was thinking, I was like, this is what shows me you guys were 100% bullshit. Satanic Panic was a thing in the fucking 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Very beginning of the 80s. Satanists aren't going out doing this. I mean, That's not the way. And that's why I think this, how come they're still allowed, you know, Satanists and fat people. That's the last thing you can make fun of in 2021 and know it says shit. So.
Yeah. It made me want to watch that Hail Satan doc again, which I thought was,
which was
really entertaining. Yeah, well made, just too flashy for me. It's another one. And this happens a lot. Like, it's like, man, I would rather be watching The Exorcist. There's hundreds of films that you could say that about, but I mean, I'm not, would I be upset if this franchise continued? No, not really. I'm just kind of over it now. I'll see them as, you know, as a film reviewer.
But see, I go back to, because I love the performances of these Warrens, that I welcome more because I like, you know, I like those characters. So,
yeah. And I don't know what I would do next. I would say, oddly enough, something more in the vein of Annabelle Comes Home, but, you know, a little bit better. I didn't love that one, but might be a good idea now. Just have fun with it. If you want to make a special effects movie, just go ahead and make a special effects movie. Maybe introduce new characters, possibly. I'm open to that. This just wasn't great.
No, I'm with you on that. There's actually a comment I want to pull up real quick. Another one from the Real Fifth Beatle. Conjuring 2 is a disappointment for me. Being from England, a house in London is way less creepy than a remote farmhouse in America.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which is funny because for me, I'm kind of like the opposite. I mean, they're both like foreign territory for each of us, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because I really like The Conjuring 2. The first two, I was trying to figure out which I liked better of the first two, and I had a hard time, and I just rewatched them. I think the Christmas setting in 2 like helps a little for me, but
yeah. I thought 2 was way... Mike, I would be surprised if you liked 3 more than 2. So probably doesn't bode too well for you. But I mean, again, the location, it's fine, but I don't think they made particularly good use of it. Even when, not giving anything away, even like under the house and everything where you would think the tension would be amped up, it just never got there. I didn't think the villain was particularly well developed, and I just felt I was watching a special effects show that I've seen 1,000 times. As far as like, I mean, I'm not calling anything an Exorcist ripoff now is kind of like most things borrow from The Exorcist, but even beyond that, go back and watch Last Exorcism or Exorcism of Emily Rose. Or, I mean, they're just movies that actually manage to get some good tension out of it. The kid at the beginning, I mean, fine actor, but I don't know. They weren't breaking my heart. I will say this whole thing, it's not like all a courtroom drama. We spent less time, in fact, actually in the court than I expected. Because a lot of that's just kind of glossed over. The real case, all of that at the end, I think he was sentenced to 20 years and he did 5, which is pretty amazing that to a degree, and I'm no expert on this case, but to a degree, I guess that they would at least somewhat buy this bullshit. It is fascinating. Like I said, Ed and Lorraine Warren, carnies, but they had a hell of a life. And I would love to see, and maybe they did, and I can't think of one off the top of my head, but a more like skeptic view, like portraying them as the P.T. Barnums that they were.
Real quick, remember how mad I was after there was that one recent documentary on them? Because it just presented them as 100% real.
Yeah.
I was like, if you're going to do a fucking documentary on them, do a document. Don't just like, it was like WWE produced documentary about like someone they love and they ignore. Or even better, I'll use it because it still should have won an Oscar. It was like the NWA movie, Straight Ahead Compton, leaving out all of Dre's woman beating and all that other fun stuff. So
how would you, like, it's interesting with them, and I've had debates over the years about them. is there a case to be made that they helped some people to, like, because if you believe it to be real and then they vanquish this imaginary menace?
No, it's the same thing as right now, people with their conspiracy theories, and they think it doesn't hurt anything, and it actually does. It's no different than it, because it's still perpetuating something that's not true, and more people are going to believe it by doing that. I think it's the exact same thing, and I think it hurts more than it helps. It may help that person in the moment, but, and that's only just to make them feel better, but no, it's hurting. They're... It's yeah, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, I would though. I kept watching this movie because, again, it was just okay, like on the nose, okay. And I kept thinking, man, I would love to see like just a movie where we actually see behind the veil, like, oh, how are we gonna get these rubes kind of deal? You know who I was thinking? And I, granted, he's somebody I want to see in every role, but I want to see Christopher Walken as Ed.
Old Ed?
Yeah, I just want to see him like going in, like, there are evil spirits in this house. I don't do a Walken impersonation, so I'm not going to try. But yeah, I don't know. That was just, I know he's a little bit older than, although Ed looked like shit.
Yeah, I'm right. I want to say though, Arnie, he found himself a ride or die. He killed her boss, went to prison. She married him. I don't want to spoil it because it's a true story. Then they got married when he got out. I was like, God damn, she is a ride or die.
When they were as they've done in other movies, at the end they kind of show some of the real pictures.
I do like that. I do like that bit.
Yeah, I like that too, and it's funny because she's the girlfriend future wife is the only one that, at least from the side, and I don't know, like kind of looked like, oh, okay, I can buy that actress is her. You look at Patrick Wilson, then you go to like Ed, who looks like he's just lived at the buffet for the last, you know, couple decades. it's kind of funny. And Vera Farmiga is certainly little easier on the eyes than Lorraine.
I did not notice till I rewatched the first one on the big screen that Lorraine has a cameo in the first one. I did notice her previously.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In the classroom scene where was it the first one or the second one? I think it was the first. Yeah, it was the first one. I watched three in 3 days, so
you know where I see Conjuring landing at some point is on television.
I was thinking I would watch, because like I used to love that show Haunting, which I've been getting the itching to watch, and there was quite a few Ed and Lorraine episodes. I would watch that. HBO Max, even if I know it's bullshit, it could, and the tone doesn't have to be super dark every week. They could switch tones like they have in the series. So one week you get more of a goofy one. One week you get a scary one. I mean, there's so many cases that,
give them a dog. If you're going the Scooby-Doo vibe, give them a dog.
I don't want to go that, because to be fair, while I do have fun with that one, they're not really in that movie. It's the girls with the dog. You can watch Nancy Drew on HBO Max if you want that.
Oh God, I didn't even know there was a Nancy Drew show right now.
I watched the first episode. That's about it.
But I feel like there are going to be people, and I'll be like in the theater as per usual. I could tell that there were, you know, teenagers that were having a great time. So there is an audience for this movie. I did at least hear one comment that they liked it, but this wasn't as scary as the other ones. So for a seasoned horror fan, don't expect to be jumping out of your seat. Honestly, I didn't even once. I mean, they didn't even get me with any just basic jump scare or anything. So it's going to disappoint some of the more seasoned horror fans. For sure.
I don't have any real spoilers, do you, Dan?
No, don't think so. No, this one's kind of hard to spoil, to be honest, but no, I don't have any spoilers.
This is the closest thing I have. It's not really a spoiler. They do something at the end that kind of feels like they're trying to do like like, really, this is the end of the series. But they don't set it up till the beginning of this movie. So it's like, if it was set up in the first one, even the second one, and we kind of have that moment where he does something and then, like, we're done. I think that would have, you know, if it wasn't introduced in this movie, it would have had a bigger impact, I think, for people.
I don't get the vibe at all that this was it, that this was any kind of final check. It didn't feel like that. I feel like if they intended it, maybe a bigger threat sort of thing, you know?
I think it's hard to go back from demons, like just back to a regular haunting case. I think it's kind of progressed. They have said it is the last one. That doesn't mean it is, as we've said. But that just may mean their contracts are up and they have to renegotiate to get the two leads back, or either one of them, you know? So I thought they were going to kill him off and just have her. Oh, sorry. Spoiler. He doesn't die. They were just going to have her running around the whole movie.
So far, I think they're trying to stick close to the actual, you know, Warrens. It has made me want to go back and read some of the books again, because it's still. How long is it?
I just looked it up real quick. It is 1 hour and 52 minutes. So
yeah, I wasn't bored. It just was, you know.
I'm with you. I wasn't bored. I was watching it, but it should have been better. But that said, I would like to see more. You liked The Nun, right?
I was disappointed in comparison to what I thought it would be with the trailer. I didn't think it was the piece of crap that some people made it out to be.
Okay.
You know, like, I love the look of that. I think it was just a beautiful looking movie, and it had more mood than this one, to be honest.
That was what I was going to bring up. The mood in that one was great.
Yeah. And that location.
Sean is not a fan of The Nun.
A lot of people aren't. And again, that trailer, I was like, oh, this one's going to be scary. It wasn't scary, but it had more mood. So, Sean, again, I'm curious to get your thoughts once you see this, because I would actually say that The Nun was probably more enjoyable than Conjuring 3. I'm not giving it a glowing review. I recognize it.
I don't know about that.
Its weaknesses, and to a certain degree, I was disappointed because I was expecting a lot more for some reason. And maybe it was like going to Catholic school, and I just thought like that was going to be like really good. A location, I think, is 1,000 times better in The Nun. This is just, again, nothing was particularly spooky in this one.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, no. I thought I had someone who agreed with me, but he said Annabelle Creation. Well, yeah. I'm just going to move on. Does anyone else out there besides me like Annabelle Comes Home?
I don't know. Annabelle 2 was the diamond that's creation in the shit sandwich for me.
I need to rewatch that one because I was not in love with it. That and the first one were kind of on par for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this is a case like more casual horror fans are going to like it more than, you know, the diehards. But I didn't hate it. It's just
like,
if you're trying to make the decision between theaters and HBO Max, now I love the theatrical experience, but if you're on the fence and you don't have A-list, where if you do, just, you know, see it because why not? But HBO Max, you're good. This one, it's not scary, so the theatrical experience isn't going to do much for you. Like I said, they didn't me with the cheap jump scares.
It was great on the IMAX screen, so okay. And the sound was awesome.
I don't think we have any spoilers. You still wanted to do something with your package.
No, so. You know what I was thinking, because we're gonna invite him on to talk about the film, and this has a lot of the information. I think we'll hold on to that. And when we have him on, we can he can give us a rundown on the film. So,
oh, sweet. All right. So, guys, thanks for listening. If you haven't hit that like button and the notification bell here on YouTube, please do. We really appreciate it. And that really helps the visibility of the show. And I noticed a lot of you have been lately, so you have our deep appreciation. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com, where you have links to everything, including our Teespring store, which will have new merchandise dropping shortly.
And exclusive director approved merchandise coming this month. I'm looking forward to unveiling that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I can't wait till we can announce it. We also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, which all starts at just $1.
And thank you to all of our Patreons. I see a couple of you in our chat.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys very much.
And since Sean is here late, he wasn't at the beginning when I apologize. Sean, sorry, there was a mix-up on the time. It said a.m. instead of p.m.
Oh, so, and I just realized we didn't do our star rating yet.
Oh, We're already ready to get out of here. So
I'm 2.5 stars. This one is just average.
See, here's my thing. I'm 2.5, but I really like the performances of our leads.
Yeah, that's probably why it's a 2.5.
I know, that's what I'm torn. I can't even argue with it. So I'm going to go 2.5 too.
All right. Yeah, I kind of suspected we would be pretty close. Also, yes, Patreon, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group. Please join that. And we're Flesh Wound Radio on Twitter. So please follow that. We're on Twitch now. So check that out. Be sure to listen to our previous review show, which aired on Thursday. So if you missed it, we were a little different schedule this week. So go back and listen. We have 4 new horror reviews on that live show.
Yeah, we took an extra day and gave you an extra one. So
yes. So check that out. And we'll be back with a bunch of new shows going up. So check that out.
I'm just going to leave it there. Okay. Keep going, Dan.
it actually would be
respond to it, Dan, you have to read it first. Remember?
Yes. Dan would have liked Conjuring 3 more if it was Blumhouse. No, this would actually be slightly above average for the Bloom. okay. So I might have been a little bit more impressed with it.
There you go.
But that's not saying a whole lot. So, think I did all the shameless plugging. Guys, thank you and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good night.